USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Tropical storm Claudette has weakened into a tropical depression after dropping heavy rains on Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. The storm is moving through Alabama and is expected to drop up to 8 inches of rain in some areas along the Gulf Coast as it continues east and moves into the Carolinas Sunday night into Monday. Forecasters also believe that Claudette will re-strengthen into a tropical storm as it moves into the Carolinas and eventually back out into the Atlantic Ocean. And a driver has been arrested after allegedly hitting 9 cyclists with his truck during an Arizona road race. Police in Sholo, Arizona, say a black Ford F-150 hit several bicyclists Saturday morning before speeding off, police eventually tracking him to a hardware store and shooting him. 6 cyclists were hospitalized with 4 in critical condition. The 35-year-old driver was hospitalized after the shooting in critical but stable condition. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a 3-tier cushioning system that combines 2 layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, 1-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Former Vice President Mike Pence is speaking out against President Biden. Wendy King has more.
The Faith and Freedom Coalition is wrapping up their conference. On Friday, former Vice President Mike Pence blasted President Biden.
In just 148 days, the Biden-Harris administration has unleashed a tidal wave of left-wing policies that threaten to wipe out all the progress that we made.
Most people cheered, but a few people booed him and chanted he was a traitor. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And an ultra-conservative candidate has won in Iran's presidential election. Hardliner Ibrahim Raisi won just over 60% of the votes in an election marked by low turnout. Raisi is the top judge in Iran and personally under sanctions from the U.S. He's accused of taking part in the mass execution of political prisoners in the 80s. Raisi will take office in early August. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Saturday was the first observance of Juneteenth since it was made a federal holiday. President Biden signed the bill to add the day to the federal holiday calendar on Thursday. Democratic Representative James Clyburn says that communication is a central tenet in the new holiday for him. The House Majority Whip from South Carolina tells CNN that he hopes today can be a step towards creating a more perfect union.
And so when I went on the floor a couple of days ago to argue on behalf of this holiday, I focused on the value of communicating because I would hope that today will be the day that we begin to communicate in earnest so that we can continue our pursuit of a more perfect union. That's what's causing our problems today. We don't talk with each other. We talk past each other. We talk about each other. But we do not talk with each other. And I would hope that this will be a reckoning on that front.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott followed through with a threat to veto part of the state budget that funds the Texas legislature. Abbott had threatened to withhold funding after Democratic members of the Texas House walked out of the chamber, stopping a vote on an election reform bill. Abbott's veto cuts the monthly salary of lawmakers, but more importantly, the funding for the legislative branch's support staff. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.